Welcome to episode 1192 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week and next, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. However, we will do so with a twist. We examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. Today we consider the beloved hymn, Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee. This hymn traces its origins to the Latin hymn, Jesu Dulcius Memoria, Jesus' Sweet Memory, a profound medieval poem that has captivated hearts for centuries. Commonly attributed to St. Bernard of Clairvaux, an influential Cistercian abbot and mystic, modern scholarship suggests the original author was likely an anonymous English monk from the 12th century. The sheer length of the original poem, varying from 42 to 53 stanzas across different manuscripts, speaks to the depth of devotion it sought to express. This lengthy Latin work was designed as a meditation on the name and person of Jesus. Its tender, passionate, and Christ-centered spirituality, even if not directly from Bernard's pen, undeniably reflects the deep love for Christ that characterized Bernardine's spirituality. The journey of Jesu Dulcis Memoria into widespread English hymnody owes much to the translation efforts of the 19th century. One of the most prominent and enduring English versions was penned by Edward Caswall, an Anglican priest who later converted to Catholicism and was a key figure in the Oxford movement. Caswall's translation first appeared in his collection Lyra Catholica in 1849. While he did not aim for a strictly literal rendering of the entire Latin poem, Caswall masterfully captured its devotional spirit and lyrical beauty, selecting specific stanzas that resonated with the themes of Christ's sweetness, love, and the joy found in his presence. Over time, various tunes have been associated with Caswall's English text, though no single melody is definitively connected to the original Latin poem. The tune most frequently paired with Jesus, the Very Thought of You, in many hymnals, is St. Agnes, composed by John Backus Dykes, a prolific English church musician and composer. This gentle and flowing melody perfectly complements the hymn's tender lyrics, enhancing its contemplative and worshipful nature.
Jesus, the very thought of thee, with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see.
Let's get deep. This hymn offers a profound pathway to a deeper understanding of Jesus, not primarily through recounting his mighty deeds or theological doctrines, but through fostering an intimate, experiential appreciation of his very person and presence. Here's how it achieves this. Unlike hymns that might detail the crucifixion, resurrection, or specific miracles, this hymn centers on the inner experience of knowing Jesus. The opening line, "Jesus, the very thought of you, fills every soul with sweet delight," immediately directs our attention inward, to the effect of merely contemplating him. This moves understanding beyond intellectual assent to theological facts and into the realm of personal affection, wonder, and spiritual satisfaction. It suggests that Jesus' essence, his very being, is inherently delightful and soul-refreshing. The hymn describes Jesus as sweeter than the honey, purer than the sunbeam, and declares that nothing else but you can satisfy. By using superlatives of sensory pleasure and ultimate fulfillment, it teaches us that Jesus is the ultimate good, the supreme source of joy and peace. This helps us understand Jesus not just as a historical figure or a divine being, but as the one who uniquely meets the deepest needs and desires of the human heart, revealing his character as supremely good, loving, and satisfying. The repeated emphasis on the thought of Jesus bringing joy, and the longing for his direct presence, nor voice can sing, nor heart can frame, nor can the memory find, a sweeter sound than thy blessed name, O Savior of mankind, pushes the worshiper towards personal devotion. It highlights Jesus as the ultimate object of love and desire, inviting a relationship that transcends mere duty or intellectual belief. This fosters an understanding of Jesus not just as a distant deity, but as a beloved friend, a comforting presence, and the ultimate destination of our spiritual yearning. Here's a modern reworking of this hymn.
Jesus, just the thought of you fills every heart with peace. But sweeter still your presence, Lord, and love that will not cease. No voice can sing, no heart can frame, no words can truly show the joy of knowing you as Lord, a love that overflows. Jesus, just the the hope of those who grieve, the light for all who fall. You lift the lost, forgive the wrong, and gently guide us all. How kind you are to those who seek, how good to those who find. But to the soul that clings to you, your love and life combine. Jesus, just the
in essence, Jesus, the very thought of you, deepens our understanding by inviting us to feel Jesus' presence and experience his goodness, thereby transforming intellectual knowledge into heartfelt adoration and intimate connection. It reveals Jesus as the supreme object of our affections and the ultimate source of spiritual delight. Remember, Jesus desires not just our belief, but our heart's affection and our soul's delight in him. Let his very presence be our comfort, our joy, and our greatest treasure. May we carry the sweetness of his name with us into every moment, experiencing him as the one who truly satisfies. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, whose presence brings joy deeper than any earthly delight. Help us to turn our thoughts toward Jesus daily, letting his name and nearness refresh our hearts. May we love him more fully and find our deepest satisfaction in him alone. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.